Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, taking your calls here on a misery Monday. Redskins fall to 4-6 after losing a heartbreaker, 34-31. In New Orleans, they're up 31-15. 3 minutes to go. We figure our bet is a big loser. By the way, this is why I generally don't bet on sports. I don't think I had made a bet like that in years.
Yeah.
And why I won't anymore.
Gotta
it's not
away.
Fun. I can't deal with it. I would have rather just rooted for the Redskins to win. But I'll admit, I was kind of rooting for my bet.
No, you were totally rooting for your bet. I could see it on Twitter.
Because I'm basically doing bits. People were sending a lot of memes and GIFs.
You're definitely trolling the Skins fan base. Salty.
And I was kind of reverse jinxing it because it just said, oh, it's over. Lost that bet. Mm. Teaches me a lesson. But I don't have the constitution for that type of stuff. Like, some people need that type of action.
Yeah.
I'd rather just watch a game. I like watching games.
I like sweats, usually micro sweats, but sports betting sweats, for the most part, they tilt me. It's just tilting.
Well, Jeremy Sprinkle catches the touchdown pass. I thought it was over. It was over.
Well, everybody thought it was over. Of course they did. And I was actually thrilled. I was fist pumping.
DJ Swearinger had a good line. He said, when you see people leaving the stadium, you have to win that game. Saints fans were leaving the stadium. They thought the game was over. They were abandoning ship.
Yeah.
It was somehow the Saints came back to win.
It's like the Miami Heat Spurs and all those Miami Heat fans had to come back in tried to come back in the arena when Ray Allen hit the three.
Yeah.
Catastrophic loss. I believe it's the worst in the NFL in terms of like comeback since the Super Bowl last year. So think about all the games that have played 10
sure.
times 16 or whatever, 160, 170 games, whatever it is. Sourced. Yeah, that's about something like that.
And there's so many plays which cost them. You know, we were talking about the intentional grounding. The NFL apparently said it shouldn't have been called an intentional grounding.
I don't even know why, but that alone is devastating.
All they had to do was not lose yards, and you have a potential game-winning field goal. Just don't lose yards.
Yeah.
Well, and they lost yards. And it might have been the NFL's fault, whatever, but they ultimately didn't get it. How about the end of the first half, and Jay lost it when they're about to kick a field goal, and it would have been a long field goal, and there was a false start. Then all of a sudden it goes from field goal to a punt. If you have those 3 points, you win the game. I mean, it little plays like that. And again, the 3rd-and-1, I didn't have a problem with the play call. Some people have a problem with it. Get a yard. You can sneak it. You can run it. They gave it to P. Ryan.
But they're not good enough. Even though they're having a good day running the football. When everyone in the stadium knows they're going to run, they typically don't get it. I would have done a little play action or something.
Play action, boot.
Something. Anything.
I mean, I wouldn't hate it. But
something, little roll out to the tight end or something.
In the end, execute. You can't
Hold
curse.
On.
You got to help
there.
You.
What's going on with that dude?
Yeah, I don't know. Some anger. Some pent-up anger there.
You're just curious to find out what happened.
Yeah, I want
to
know.
No, he wasn't talking to us.
Don't hang up on him. Who was he yelling at?
We need some backstory there.
Dude, that was insane. We just, so you guys didn't hear that because we had to dump it. We just put the guy on, and all of a sudden he's cursing at, I don't know, his girlfriend or somebody or his kid. Is he still there?
He's yelling at traffic. He's an idiot.
Carlos, what? Oh, you hung up on him?
No.
Damn it, he hung up. God.
He just bailed.
He might have a domestic situation going on.
Let's go to Eric at Woodbridge. Eric, what's up?
Morning, Junks. He sounded a little mad, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. What's up, man?
All right, so I called on Friday, and I gave the Redskins a 50-50 chance of winning.
Well, you were closer to right than we were.
I was ready to call in this morning and rub it in your guys' face, but unfortunately it can't do that.
Yeah.
I think Josh Norman and D. Hall really let us down on the final drive down the field.
Some of the tackling was terrible. I don't remember Josh Norman necessarily having an awful day in coverage. I mean, he was beaten a couple times. But I think the tackling was bad.
Tackling was bad, and that play call when they kicked the ball off and we were down there, first play they run it, and then it was second and four. Instead of going for a play-action pass, ran it again, third down, couldn't get it, had to punt it away. That's what really lost the game.
So what would you have done on the third down?
Play-action pass.
Play-action.
And Doctson, where did he go in the fourth quarter?
Well, Jay talked about that. Maybe we'll play some of the clips. Doctson had kind of a breakout first half. I don't think he was even targeted in the second half. Jay said that they looked at matchups and decided to go with bigger personnel. Now, he might have been on the field at times, but they wanted to go towards Vernon Davis, Miles Paul, and Crowder got going in the second half.
By the way, was Mo Harris active?
He was. Wasn't targeted.
That's so strange. Let's go to Fred in D.C. Fred, what's up?
All right. Good morning, guys. First of all, I'd like to thank you guys because I did win $100 on the game. I took the points. And I heard you guys said I had the $350 for $100.
Right.
So thank you for that. I listened to you at the bid on it. But this team, I guess it is what everybody said at the start of the season, 8-8. I don't count them out. You know, this is the softest part of their schedule. But yesterday, I mean, go from 5-5 to 4-6, it went from missing difficult to maybe mission impossible.
Right.
And, you know, the thing is, too, the defense, you know, they play with fire. I don't know if it's just the injuries, you know, they couldn't overcome them, but, you know, to give up that many points. Schneider used to hire defensive coordinators, proven with Williams, with Ray Rhodes, with Lewis, and then he went away from it. He hires a maybe, you know, and Manusky just seems to have him play with fire. I don't know if they don't have enough talent, but why don't they go get a proven defensive coordinator? They had a chance to get Phillips several times, or, you know, somebody with a track record. I like to know what they stood.
I'm with you.
One thing about the defense, I don't know if this is, you know, provable. But they're getting tired. They're minus 49 in the second half. Like, I point out the Chiefs game because it's happened a couple times. I'd have to really look at the numbers. But the defense has played strong for a quarter, two quarters, sometimes three quarters. And then they just fall apart. And they kept bringing up in the broadcast that they're terrible in the final 2 minutes.
Yes, that's distressing. It's the most important time of the game. You have to be better in the last 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, all you need to know is when, I think from when we went up 15, I think Drew Brees was 11 for 11 from there on out.
Couldn't be stopped.
Again, didn't miss a pass. Hall of Famer came in and just did Hall of Fame things.
They're minus 49 in the second half this season.
Well, it's a distressing number. I've forgotten, by the way, the Ray Rhodes era as the defensive coordinator.
He's going way back.
He was here for a year.
Marvin Lewis is here. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, what's up, man? You're all the Jucks.
Hey, guys, listen, I am just at my wit's end with this team. I mean, we were watching this game yesterday, and I'm sitting there thinking, okay, it's celebration time. We went in, and we beat the Saints, just like we did at Seattle. Mm-hmm. And you're just sitting there, and I looked over at somebody, and I said, you know what? They're going to blow this game. They're going to blow this game. I already know it. As a Skins fan, I know they're going to blow this game. That defense yesterday was probably one of the worst things I've ever seen. The collapse there at the end. Josh
but it
Norman,
wasn't
where are
for
you?
3.5 quarters. That's the thing.
But you know they can't finish a game though, EB. I mean they're awful. Yeah. They just you guys talk about Greg Minuski. He can only do so much with the talent and the players that he has. I mean the linebacking core, the outside linebacking core. Where are they? Kerrigan, he didn't do anything in the end of the game. He took 2 steps. You could see that he was gassed. I don't know why we keep putting him back there. But I mean, the defense, they're all just a bunch of bums. I mean, anybody that's watching these games anymore can't even believe what they're seeing. I mean, the production that they're putting out there, there's no heart on the field anymore. They can't close out a game. It's awful. I'm just so embarrassed. I'm so upset anymore. I just want to light my gear on fire. I just can't even take it anymore.
Will you watch on Thursday night?
Of course he will.
Of course I'm going to watch on Thursday night because I'm a retarded Skins fan, and that's what I do. I want misery. I welcome it with open arms. It's the thing that we all do. They give us a glimmer of hope, And as a Skins fan, they just shoot us and take us underneath of our legs, out from underneath us. But we keep watching every week because we're horrible. We're wretched people, and we just keep constantly always going back to that well because we need that well. But every once in a while, guys.
All right. Thank you.
But
thank
it is a broken Kevin. Record. It really is. It's a different script this season, but it's the same spot they've been in so many times. They never have an 8-2 record. Did they ever go 8-2?
I mean, back in the 80s.
Okay.
Not recently.
But since we've been doing this radio show,
they did have 6-2.
They never have
6-2, 7-2.
You know, the Skins don't have wiggle room. They never have wiggle room, ever. They're always dancing on the edge, is what they do.
And you know what's so sick about it? I mean, the defense has given up 29 or more points 6 times this year. Last year, they only gave up 30 or more 3 times. So, I mean, it's significantly worse. But there are moments, like for 3.5 quarters, where you think, wow, this really is an improved team. This really is an improved defense. And then sort of inexplicably, it just continues to fall apart.
Look, I thought that my preseason prediction, both times we made it, was 6-10. And I thought that this team was not going to be as good as it is. But it's actually trending towards that 6-10. It feels like they're better, but same spot.
Let's go to John Culpepper. John, what's up? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys, appreciate it. Like listening to you guys, lifelong Redskins fan. My number one point in this game was when they had 2 minutes left and needed to get a first down. Seems like every time all we do is just come out 3 runs, give the ball back to somebody, and game over. So
But you know what? Even if you don't get that, all right, I didn't have a problem with the play call. I mean, P. Ryan was having a good game.
Can I ask you a question? Why did he just lean his head over? Why not just a quarterback sneak? It wasn't that
far. I wouldn't hate that either. Why do we never do that?
They
tried a quarterback sneak
last week.
It was terrible.
They barely got in.
Right. They struggled with the quarterback sneak. So they decided to work on that.
That seems easier.
Look, how about don't miss a block? How about block man Titeo? But anyway, they don't get it. Even given that, then just stop them. It's 8 points. It's a touchdown plus a 2-point conversion. If you make one defensive play, if you stop him on the 2-point conversion, which was a pitch, you win the game. They're that close. They just did
that. You sound easy to stop Alvin Kamara out on the edge. That guy's lightning fast.
No, I understand that, but my point is that the game went beyond.
They just needed one.
The game went
beyond.
Okay, you blew it there. Now you punt. Now you need to stop. Okay, now you didn't stop. Now stop them on a 2-point.
They're not good enough to get that one play.
Now you get the ball back on
offense. They're gassed at the end of the game.
Right, now you get the ball back on offense. Now you have a chance to score and win it. And actually, they were doing it.
They're right there.
And then there's an inexplicable pass to the outside where there's miscommunication between the coach, the receivers, the quarterback. Who knows where the ultimate responsibility lies. You go backwards. All you had to do is not go backwards.
By the way,
they could have just kicked a field goal. There would have been a long field goal, but just said, you know what? We're done.
No, they just needed one or two more plays, and they were going to kick that field goal. Now, I was telling my kids, I don't trust this rookie.
Right.
I don't trust him at all.
Right.
He's got a leg. It's indoor, but I still don't trust him. But still, they could have closed that game. They could have closed the game with a Kendall Fuller interception.
Yep.
But he had the illegal use of hands, I guess, prior to it. If you're just getting in your car, and this happened apparently last night, Mike Jones tweeted that two league sources said the league contacted Bruce Allen to tell him that Cousins' intentional grounding call was incorrect and shouldn't have been a penalty. That is so maddening, because that right there is another one.
Minus 10 yards.
Yeah.
Took you out of field goal range.
And it took everything.
Right,
devastating
call. Sacked after that.
Yeah.
Because you had to pass.
Yeah, so instead of having 38 seconds, they had 28 or whatever it was. And they took him back to. I mean, it was a devastating call that was incorrect. It's like whatever could go wrong went wrong, including the refs making the wrong call.
We'll take more of your calls next on a Misery Monday, talking about the Redskins falling to 4-6 after losing in New Orleans to the Saints 34-31.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.